This is Lydia Johnson, joined by the newly elected National FFA President, Andrew Seibel. Wow, how does that title sound?
It sounds completely crazy. Never in a million years would I have imagined that this type of thing could have happened, but it just feels amazing, honestly. Sorry, I'm on cloud nine. I can't articulate it too well, but it's just such a special moment.
They announced the national officers one by one. Your name was the last one announced. What was the first thing that went through your head when you heard your name?
I honestly just thought, did they actually call Virginia? Because I couldn't believe that it actually happened. And then once I realized that, yeah, they called Virginia, I just started running. I remember people hitting me on the back, giving Cole Bearlocker a huge hug, kind of spinning him around. Him and I were really close from serving as state officers together. And I just remember running up on stage to meet my new teammates.
So walk us through the process of how you got here. Where did you start in FFA? And then what was the process like interviewing this past week?
Yeah, absolutely. My father was actually an agricultural educator for a long time. And then he moved to state staff in Virginia. So I grew up backstage at state conventions. That was the highlight of my year. Every single year I looked forward to running around backstage and interacting with the state officers. But honestly, like, there came a point where I was comparing myself to my family and their accomplishments. They're very successful within this organization. I thought, well, you know, maybe this isn't for me. But it's when I found that FFA is for everybody and I could be successful within this organization through being myself that I really wanted to pursue leadership roles within this organization. And I think my sister and I are actually the first brother and sister national officers ever, which would be pretty cool if that holds true, but I'm not completely sure. I'd have to look back in the history books.
One for the record books for sure, and walk us through your FFA experience. What was your SAE and what did you participate in high school?
My SAE was beef cattle and wine grape production. I was placement on my family's farm. We have about 20 acres of wine grapes and about 400 acres that we're grazing cattle on and producing forage on. So I kind of ran with that. I did the, you know, more traditional family farm SAE. And throughout my FFA experience, I was really involved in middle school, did National Ag Science Fair and a couple national competitions when I was in middle school. And I kind of fell off in high school, but I came back strong my junior and senior year, competing in employment skills and a couple of leadership development events before running for state office.
Was there a moment that you knew that you wanted to be a national officer?
Yes, and I don't know if you can really believe this, but it was actually in a Chick-fil-A drive-through. I served as a state officer during like the COVID heavy year. We were 2020, 2021, and we just got off a virtual conference, and I was sitting in a Chick-fil-A drive-through, and I was like, you know what? I think I can do that. And from that day forward, I like kept it in the back of my head. And then as I retired, I was like, I'm going to run with this. And I ran last year and it didn't work out. But honestly, not getting it has been the biggest gift in my life. It offered me so much perspective to bring back this year and to bring into this organization to help these students know that sometimes it doesn't work out, but there's a time and a reason for everything.
You ran last year, you were not selected. What was your motivation to come back and to run again this year?
Definitely. I wanted to take some time off right after not getting elected, and I did, and I really found myself, and it was through motivating the state officer team after mine that I found my motivation to come back. I really connected with them. I traveled with them a lot. I helped them through their state convention, and when I realized that I could influence outside of a blue jacket as well as in a blue jacket, I wanted to bring that perspective back to this organization and run with it and realize that all I needed to be was Andrew, because that's enough to create positive influence.
Who's mentored you and helped you get to the point you're at today?
So obviously my family has been very involved in this process. I also have my state staff member, Miss Allison Jones, Nick Flogger, who is on the National Nominating Committee with my older sister, Claire, and then Miss Shannon Norris from New Mexico. It's been a really tight group, but they've been so supportive in the process, and I feel like my supporters are large, even though numerically they're small.
All that being said, what are you most excited for as your year as the National FFA President?
Going back to Virginia State Convention, we have a very late state convention, so I know for a fact that's going to be my last big travel thing before going into Summit and back into DC visits and coming back to National Convention. So being able to end my year where I started my journey is going to be so special, to be able to close that chapter with Virginia FFA as a national officer and spread the messages I've wanted to spread for so long. This is going to be incredible.
All the FFA members, Lucas Oil Stadium was filled as they watched you be elected today. What's your advice to them as they return from convention back to their home chapters, ready to get involved again?
I would definitely just tell them to make sure they take any opportunity they can. This organization has opportunities for anybody, wherever they may be in life, and sometimes they don't work out. But we learn so much about ourselves through those opportunities, and when we take them, we're going to look back happy about this organization. I know for a long time I was regretful I didn't take every opportunity I had in FFA, and I really wish I did, and I'd want to encourage our members to take every single opportunity they could.
Well, congratulations again, Andrew, and have an amazing year.
Thank you so much.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.